The 2020 Boston Marathon is canceled. The race had been postponed until September, but now Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says that goal has proven overly optimistic.
There's no way to hold this usual race format without bringing large numbers of people into close proximity. And while our goal and our hope was to make progress in containing the virus and recovering our economy, this kind of event would not be responsible or realistic on September 14th or any time this year.
So, again, the 2020 Boston Marathon is officially canceled. To learn more now about what this could mean for other large gatherings in the city, we're joined this morning by Sam Scarpino, professor of network science, who heads up the Northeastern University Emergent Epidemics Lab. Professor, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition again.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So let me ask, do you think the mayor made the right call in canceling the marathon?
Absolutely. I do think that the mayor made the right call in canceling the marathon. It certainly wasn't easy, but I think that it was prudent and appropriate given how severe this pandemic has been and how likely it is that there will be another wave in the fall.
Because you can't put 30,000 runners together and hundreds of thousands of spectators together to watch the event.
That's right. There's no way to gather that many people together safely during the pandemic.
So going beyond the marathon, is the takeaway that Boston should be closed to large events for the rest of this year or until there's a coronavirus vaccine?
I think until there's a vaccine or a proven therapeutic, it would not be appropriate to have large events in cities like Boston.
So then I have to ask, will it be okay to have 35,000 people at Fenway Park to watch a ball game?
Unfortunately, I don't think that it will be safe to have that many individuals at Fenway. Even if we were to have people spaced out at lower density in the park, you still have to imagine how do individuals get there? How do they get in to the stadium? How do they get out of the stadium? All of the logistics around just further complicate what it would mean to try to gather that many people together.
So bigger picture, is the pandemic changing the whole way we need to approach large events?
The pandemic is changing the way that we need to approach these large events. The scale of death and the scale of severe illness has really been unprecedented. If you have individuals in close proximity, even within, you know, even keeping 6 feet of distance, but for a long period of time, like the length of a baseball game, that risk is going to go up.
Okay, so I want to ask about political events in this way. If you were in Milwaukee or Charlotte, would you be okay or not with going ahead with the political conventions this summer? The Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee, the Republican National Convention scheduled for Charlotte.
I don't believe that it's safe or prudent to gather that many individuals together during the pandemic for very similar reasons behind why the mayor appropriately canceled the marathon. It's not an easy decision. It has real and severe consequences. But I think given how destructive this virus is, those are consequences that we need to take seriously.
All right, one more question, and I want to come back to the marathon. Is it realistic to think that we'll see a 2021 Boston Marathon that looks like it did before the coronavirus era?
I am certainly optimistic that 2021 will look a lot more normal than 2020 has.
Sam Scarpino, professor of network science who heads up the Northeastern University Emergent Epidemics Lab. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bob.